new worlds in our universe. As we check out things in our universe, we usually do not give thought to the fact nothing we perceive as solid really is. All materials, even us, is made up of atoms and other particles. We are built to perceive these objects as solids, but is that what an alien from another planet might see when it looked at things here? Could it be possible instead of seeing a solid, it would see the individual microscopic particles which make the item up? Even we might look completely different to an alien than we see ourselves. Seeing and even hearing is dependent on vibrations and waves. Everything is in motion. When you pick up a pencil, it looks like a solid wooden object with a solid black center. Nothing could be further from the truth. If we were beings which existed on the quantum scale, that is extremely tiny, we would see an entirely different world. It would be full of vibrating atoms and particles, and we would never see the entire picture which shows the object and how it looks solid. We usually think of quantum objects being as small as things could get, before they are smashed into particles by machines like the Large Hadron Collider. Everything that moves requires an energy source, so how can everything be moving in the quantum world? Many scientists believe these particles are getting their energy from the energy in space. Scientists believe what we think of as empty space is full of energy, which we call zero-point energy. Space is not really as empty as one might think. Could there be physics we are yet to discover which would indicate there are things so big we cannot see them from our perspective? Maybe there are also things so small we are yet to be able to see them. Could it be there is no limit to how small or large things can be and we just don't know it? Before you say that is crazy, think about space. There are many people who believe there is no end to it and no beginning. It was and will always be. Sounds like odd, doesn't it? Some of us think of the universe as everything. Thinking this way and being correct would mean there could not be other universes, just the opposite of what some scientists are telling us. Notice I said universe and not dimensions. Most scientists will tell you the universe started with the Big Bang. I hate to bring this up, but there were many theories before that and the Big Bang is just the latest. There are things wrong with this theory, such as the fact the universe is not expanding equally in all directions like an explosion would cause. If the Big Bang theory is correct, some of our physics are wrong. The first law of thermodynamics states you can't create or destroy energy, and yet the Big Bang theory states the universe was created from nothing. Several other things are wrong with the theory. Doesn't it sound a lot more reasonable to say you can't create something from nothing than say you could? You don't have to be a scientist to think that. When scientists discovered the quantum universe, they were astounded. Suddenly, some of the rules of physics which were accepted for hundreds of years no longer applied to it. It has been said the quantum universe was discovered on the 14th of December 1900. Three people are credited with discovering quantum theory. They are Niels Bohr, Max Planck and Albert Einstein. To me, what is considered the strangest thing about it is the fact when you watch an experiment in quantum physics, just the fact of watching can change the outcome. One of the most famous experiments is the double slit experiment. A tiny beam of light goes through one slit when not watched, but that changes when the experiment is watched. At that time, it goes through both slits at the same time. This just demonstrates the freakish nature of the quantum universe versus the macro universe, that is the one we are familiar with. We never expected to find a quantum universe until we did. Could there be other strange universes which probably should be called something else than universes? Now that we have found the quantum universe, how can we just disregard that possibility? If we did, would they also turn our world upside down? Who is to say there could not be a very giant universe where we are only a small part of? Isn't it strange atoms looks like small solar systems with their electrons and such orbiting them? There is a difference between orbiting speed around the atom and the speed of a body orbiting the sun or a planet. If there were tiny life forms existing on the particles orbiting the atom, they might have very short lifespans. They might live for a fraction of a second, but to them it could be 100 years. who is to say time is the same everywhere? This could be the same for a giant being or object made up of atoms which we here think of as planets and stars and who we are totally unaware of. For them, millions of years could be just seconds. The finding quantum states exist has got people thinking about what we don't know which exists. In all honesty, there was an episode on a show in the 1950s. It was not a science fiction show, but it did air this one story about a scientist who figured out how to create a super microscope which was so powerful when he looked at atoms and such, he realized there were solar systems. He turned up the power on the microscope and put a drop of water on a slide and was able to see worlds and even people on them. He became fascinated with a woman who lived on one of the worlds and would watch her for a few days. Then one day while he was watching, he became panic-struck. The drop of water had dried up and he had killed billions of tiny people who lived in that drop. While this was just fiction, we might find out one day there is some merit to this story. There could be smaller worlds and bigger ones we are yet to discover. If we do discover the smaller ones, we will have to be very careful we do not harm the residents. Killing tiny people is still murder, even if some do not see it that way.